今天下午我们继续来查考各个他山之福。
This afternoon we'd like to continue studying the blessings of on Mount Gotha.
主耶稣来世界上带给我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
Jesus came to this world and filled us with his grace and his truth.
律法是借着摩西传的。
The teachings were passed on from Moses.
律法原来是好的，但是律法是叫人知罪。
The laws were good, and they teach people how to deal with sin.
但是恩典是由耶稣基督来的。
But grace comes from Jesus Christ.
那主所要带给我们的福分是用各种不同的方式表现出来。
And the Lord will show his blessings in many different ways.
不只是限制在物质上的好处。
It has more than just physical blessings.
那在圣经里面呢，很多的山上我们可以看到神所给人的福分。
And we can see how God has given man on many of the mountains.
如果我们想体验更多神给我们的福分，我们要爬到那些山。
And if we want to receive these blessings, then we must climb to these mountains.
我们就可以得到。
Then we will receive.
那倒过来说哈，如果我们生活体验很少神的福分，可能我们还没有上过这些山。
And on the other hand, if we do not experience such blessings, then it probably means that we've never come to these mountains.
那福分，这是神给我们的恩典。
And these blessings are graces that come from God.
是白白赐给我们的。
And it's something that's given to us.
但是我们人需要用一些功夫去追求。
It is freely given to us, but we must still seek it.
各个他这个原来的意思就是骷髅地。
So the original meaning of Golgotha was a dry and wasted land.
骷髅那个是那骨头
了。Oh, no. Okay. Skeletons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skulls. Okay.
这哥哥他本来是一个受咒诅的地方。
So it used to be a cursed place.
但是这竟然成为一个福气的泉源。
But then it became a source of blessings.
主耶稣被钉十字架有好多人围在那里看。
Many people surrounded Jesus as he was crucified.
但其中有几个人看到耶稣被钉十字架，他的生命改变了。
Some people's lives were changed upon seeing Jesus being nailed.
这个就是各个他的福分。
And so that was the blessing of Golgotha.
今天我们信耶稣以后不一定我们物质会更丰富。
Even though we have come to believe, it doesn't mean that we will live better materially.
但是如果我们能够经历生命的改变，这本身已经是大的福分。
But if our lives change, then that is a great blessing.
我们先来看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章哈。
John 19.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节哈，有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与这城相近，并且用希伯来文、罗马、希腊三样的文字写的。
Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek.
这个在十八节哈。
In verse 18,
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，在中间呢，他们安了一个他们用一个名号再把它挂跟主耶稣挂在一起。
So when Jesus was crucified, in verse 19, they had put an inscription on the cross.
那这个上面就写犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
And it read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
这句话本来是取笑他的。
And this was something that they wrote to mock him.
你说你是王。
You say you're a king.
现在我们把你挂在十字架上。
Well, now we've nailed you on the cross.
这个是最羞辱的记号。
And this is the most shameful sign.
但是上面 啊，还有一个说犹太人的王。
But also, so it says the King of Jews.
啊，这本来是取笑他啊主耶稣的一个记号。
This is a way of mocking him.
但是这也是很奇妙的一种啊，来描写主耶稣的伟大。
But it is a miraculous sign of God's greatness.
他用三种文字写成的。
It was written in three different languages.
啊，一种是希腊文。
It's in Greek.
啊，当然希腊。一种是希伯来文
In Hebrew.
啊，这个希伯来文当然这就代表希伯来的文化。
So the writing it in Hebrew represents the Hebrew culture.
那希伯来的文化跟摩西五经是连在一起的。
And the Hebrew culture is tied with the Mosaic law.
啊，那就是犹太教。
And so Judaism.
哦，所以犹太人的王啊、哦，用这个希伯来文写的。
So the King of Jews was written in Hebrew.
啊、哦。就是要给那些在这个犹太教的人看的。
So it is for those who believe in Judaism to read.
这是一种取笑。
It was a way of ridiculing him.
那第二个就是罗马罗马文哈。
Then it was written in Latin.
也是拉丁文啊。那当时罗马就是。军事这势力很强啊。
So this is the language of Rome, a land of great military power.
所以他们在罗马做罗马帝国的殖民地。
Since they were people of under Rome.
这是代表政治势力。
Then it represents the political power.
那第三个文字是希腊文。
The third language was written in was in Greek.
这个希腊的文化。相当发达。
The Greek culture was very developed.
那希腊的这个商业也很发达。
And their business system was very developed.
所以这代表文化跟商业。
So this represents the culture and commerce.
那以后我们看到这个被钉在十字架这个主耶稣真的征服了这三个世界。
So this Jesus Christ who was nailed on the cross, he encompassed all three worlds.
他征服了犹太教。
He was over the Judaism, the Jewish world.
使徒行传第二章啊，一下三千个人，一下五千个人就信主了。
In Acts chapter 2, you could see 3,000-5,000 people were baptized in one time.
他们就迎接主耶稣做王啊。
They received Jesus as king.
所以本来要取笑那个名号就变成真的了，不是取笑了。
So originally the title that was meant for mockery now became a true title.
那这个拉丁文也是一样啊。
Same for Latin.
当时福音后来到这个使徒行传到最后就传到了罗马。
The gospel in towards the end of Acts was spread to Rome.
那罗马就是当时也是他们一个首都啊。
And Rome was the capital city.
那福音传到那个地方，有好多人也在相信主耶稣，接受主作王。
Once the gospel reached there, then many people believed and received Jesus as their king.
虽然罗马的政治势力很强，但是很多人的心。他的王是耶稣。
Even though Rome had held great political power, people still had God Jesus as their king.
所以这个不是取笑了，变成实在的。
Yeah, and it was no longer a mocking term. It's reality.
希腊的文化很优越。
That Greek culture is very great.
商业很发达。
And they had great commerce.
但是很多人受过希腊的教育。
Many people received a Greek education.
到最后他也接受耶稣做王。
Yet eventually they still received Jesus as their king.
所以主耶稣已经超越了希腊的文化的影响。
So Jesus surpasses the influence of the Greek culture.
主耶稣已经超越希腊商业的影响。
Surpasses the influence of the Greek commerce.
变成王了。
He was king.
所以那个取笑的话变真的了。
Again, that term that was used for mockery became the real description.
我们就想啊，这个死得这么凄惨的主耶稣。
So the Jesus who died in such pathetic manner.
跟强盗被钉在一起的主耶稣。
He was nailed with criminals.
竟然征服了当时的世界。
Yet he became above the world.
那这是为什么
？Why？
那我们就爬到各个他山上去看嘛。
Let us climb to the mountain of Golgotha and see.
为什么主耶稣能够影响人这么深
？Why could Jesus have such a deep impact on others？
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Turn look at John chapter 19.
38节。
Verse 38.
约翰福音十九章的38节。
John 19 verse 38.
这事以后，有亚利马太的约瑟，是耶稣的门徒。 只因为怕犹太人，就暗暗地做门徒，他来求比拉多，要把主耶稣身体理去，比拉多就允准他，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body.
这里记载一个人叫做约瑟。
There is this man named Joseph.
那他是从亚利马太来的。
From Arimathea.
所以我们通常称作亚利马太的约瑟。
So he is called Joseph of Arimathea.
那这个人是谁？
Who is he?
我们四福音这样如果串着来看，在路加福音二十三章有提到。
If we look at the four Gospels together in Luke chapter 23, it says,
路加二十三章的五十节。
Verse 23, verse 50.
说有一个人名叫做约瑟，他是一个义士。
That there was this man named Joseph.
他说他是一个义士。Where's that? 你念念看见的啊，二十三章的五十节。路加二十三章五十节。
So there was this man named Joseph, who was a member of a council.
也就是说他相当有地位，有名望。
So he was a man of great status.
那这个约瑟本身也是一个财主。
And he was a wealthy man.
他也很有钱。
So he had great, lots of money.
那亚利马太的约瑟，在我们刚刚念约翰福音十九章，他是暗暗的做门徒。
So as we have read, Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple.
那三十九节记载另外一个人叫尼哥底母。
And then in verse 39, it records another man named Nicodemus.
他是夜里去见耶稣的。
Who had gone to see Jesus at night.
他也承认你是从神来的。
He also accepted that Jesus was from God.
所以亚利马太的约瑟跟尼哥底母本身都向往神的国。
So Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus both looked towards the kingdom of God.
但是他们都是社会上有头有脸的人。
But they were all very famous people in their society.
那主耶稣当时社会所看清的一个人。
Now Jesus was someone that was looked down upon in society.
看清到什么程度？
To look down to what point?
他们听到主耶稣讲道很有力量。
They heard Jesus preach and he was filled with strength.
那再仔细看，他爸爸不是我们街头巷尾那个木匠在做那个约瑟吗？
But then they would look at him and realize, isn't his dad the carpenter over at the corner?
就听不下去了。
And so they couldn't listen to him anymore.
因为他没有家世背景。
Because he did not have a strong family background.
所以主耶稣在当时是一个很孤单的人。
Jesus was a very lonely person at that time.
虽然这两个人知道主是从神来的，但是他不敢公开做门徒。
And even though these two people knew that Jesus came from God, they would not admit to being his disciple in the light of day.
因为公开做门徒要付代价。
Because doing so, they would have to pay a price.
你的信仰跟大家不一样。
Your faith is different from others.
那大家就会排斥你。
And others will look down upon you.
你就被逼迫了。
And you will be persecuted.
你就被孤立了。
You will be isolated.
所以他们很向往神的国。
So they wanted, strove for the kingdom of God.
但是不敢公开做门徒。
But they were afraid to be openly called a disciple.
那一直他看到主耶稣钉十字架这个过程。
Up to the point when they saw Jesus nailed to the cross.
那看到主断气成了。
They saw him breathe his last breath.
天大地震动。
And the earth shook.
他马上改变了。
Then they immediately changed.
出来。
They stood up forward.
向比拉多要耶稣的身体。
They asked Pilate for the body.
那当他向比拉多要主耶稣身体的时候，他已经暴露他的身份。
When they by requesting to receive the body, they admit their status.
人就知道你是主耶稣的门徒。
Then everybody will say, "Oh, you're the disciple of Jesus."
我们把他钉死，那个耶稣，你就是他的门徒。
You are the disciple of that Jesus that we just nailed.
但是对这两个人来说。
Before these two people,
什么代价他要付，这已经不重要了。
It doesn't matter what price they have to pay.
他已经改变了。
They've changed.
为什么改变？
Why?
他看到主钉十字架的过程。
Because they had seen how Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他们受感动。
They were moved.
他们的生命改变。
Their life changed.
被主在十字架上的爱感动。
They were moved by the love of Christ on the cross.
所以这个是一个很大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
有哪一个人可以改变一个很有权位的人？
Who is able to change someone with great stature?
很难。
It's very difficult.
他有权威，他怎么会听你讲话？
If someone has great stature, then why would they listen to you?
有哪一个人去改变一个很有钱的人？
Who is able to change a wealthy man?
很有钱的人常常他要什么有什么。
For a wealthy person, whatever they want, they can get.
你怎么去改变他？
But how do you change him?
那有哪一个人能够改变这两个合在一起的人？
So how can you change someone who has both characteristics?
又有钱又有权。
Someone who is both wealthy and has power.
这更难。
It's very difficult.
但是主钉十字架那一幅画改变了他。
But the mere image of Jesus being nailed on the cross changed them.
所以我们看主耶稣钉十字架这个多么有力量。
So just imagine how powerful that image of Jesus being crucified is.
他征服了人的心。
It moves hearts.
不是靠刀剑。
And it's not through swords.
不是靠势力。
Not through influence.
是挂在十字架那一幕。改变的人
It's nearly the image of him being nailed on the cross. That's what changes people.
这个叫做恩典。
And that is a grace.
所以如果我们仔细去默想主为我们钉十字架。
If we just think about how Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross for us.
没有一个人不会改变。
None of us will remain the same.
我记得有一个工人就是在谈到亚利马太的约瑟。
Remember there was a worker who was talking about Joseph of Arimathea.
像这个当时的比拉多求身体
and how he had asked Pilate for the body
很可能那个亚利马太的约瑟身上就沾满了主的血
Joseph's body it was probably covered with the blood of Christ
那个看主耶稣钉十字架伤痕看得最清楚那一个人可能是亚利马太的约瑟
He was probably the one who saw all the wounds of Jesus
因为他去要身体他抱在身上的时候他看得最清楚
Because as he held onto the body he probably saw it most clearly
当那个工人在提到亚利马太的约瑟
So when this worker was speaking of Joseph of Arimathea
聚完会啊就一个信徒来找他
And after service a member went to talk to him
一个十一二岁的小妹妹
A little 12-year-old girl
眼中就流着泪
She had tears in her eyes
说她看到异象
She said I saw a vision
看到什么
What did you see
看到主耶稣被钉十字架
I saw Jesus nailed on the cross
那头低着
His head was lowered
然后两个手很大的伤痕穿过去
And there were two big holes in his hand
那血一滴一滴流下来
And the blood dripped drop by drop
然后看到罗马兵丁一个很尖的这个刺从这个肋骨穿过去从这边吐出来
Then she also saw a Roman soldier pierce Jesus' ribs with a long sword
那十一二岁的这个小妹妹看到就流眼泪了
So this little 12-year-old girl saw this vision and shed tears
所以各个他山那一幅画多么有力量
So this image on the Mount of Golgotha is very powerful
那一支枪不但穿了主耶稣的心脏
So that sword not only pierced Jesus' heart
那一幅画也砸透了很多人的心
That image also pierced many people's hearts
本来是自我为中心的
Originally we might have put ourselves first
那一幅画已经把这个心穿破了
But that image pierced us
从今以后以主为中心了
And going forward Jesus will be our center
本来是爱我超过一切的
In the beginning we might love ourselves first
那一幅画已经把这个砸破了
But that image broke our impression, original idea.
从此以后以爱主为首。
Going forward, loving God comes first.
主都愿意无条件被挂在十字架上。
The Lord is willing to be nailed on the cross without condition.
为着我们的罪。
For our sin.
那我们能够为主耶稣保留什么？
What do we have to reserve from God?
所以这个各个他山这一幅画是非常有力量。
So this image on the Mount Golgotha is very powerful.
我们没有被影响，是我们还没有爬到上面去。
We might not be changed from it because we haven't climbed up to that mountain.
我们还没有被影响，是因为我们没有真的仰望钉十字架的主耶稣。
We might not be moved because we haven't really looked up and seen Jesus on the cross.
如果你爬到各个山，你看到被钉在十字架的主耶稣。
If you climb up to the mountain and you see Jesus Christ nailed on the cross,
我们一定会改变。
Then we will change.
无条件会改变。
Unconditionally, we will change.
这是最大的恩典。
That is the greatest grace.
改变人最有力量的方法。
It is the most powerful way to change someone.
上到各个他山。
By going up to Mount Golgotha.
有一个工人。
Now there was another worker.
啊，他有一段做圣工，觉得很灰心啊。
And he was very frustrated in doing work.
哦，他想说不做了。
He decided I will not do work any longer.
啊，那教会里面做这么多，也没有人 appreciate 啊，也没有人跟你感谢。
I do so much work at church, but yet no one appreciates it.
那做越多，你越多错误，人就会抓你的把柄。
So the more I do, the more I do wrong, and the more others will pick on me.
那不做就不错。
If I don't do anything, no one has anything to pick.
所以大家就有点灰心了。
So he was a little frustrated.
有一次圣餐礼啊。
So during a Holy Communion,
他就跪下，最后一次跪下祷告。
He knelt down and prayed.
他就看到一只手，很远来，只有一只手。
He saw a hand from far away.
那上面只有一个钉子在上面。
And there was a nail through that hand.
那血一直流出来。
And the blood dripped.
他不想看了。
He didn't want to see it.
但是那只手越来越靠近。
But that hand came closer and closer.
他知道那是主耶稣的手。
He knew that was the hand of Jesus Christ.
然后有一个声音问，跟他说。
Then he heard a voice saying,
我为你流血。
I have bled for you.
你为我做什么？
What have you done for me?
所以他听到这个声音了。
So when he heard this voice,
他就哭出来了。
He cried.
以后他就不敢再这样想。
Going forward, he was afraid to think this anymore.
真的，这一幅画很有力量。
This image is very powerful.
他为我们流血。
He shed blood for us.
那我们为他做什么
？What have we done for him?
所以我们怎么能够很轻易的一些圣工说这个这样我不做，那样我不做？
How can we lightly say, I do not want to do this holy work or that holy work?
如果这一幅画画在我们心里面，
If that image is painted in our hearts,
我们只怕我们为主的牺牲不够，
then our only concern is that we do not do enough for Christ.
我们不敢说我不做。
We will never say, I don't want to do it.
所以这种改变是很彻底的。
This change is complete.
人对人的要求常常是一种外在的改变。
And sometimes our expectations of one another might be more external.
或者父母对子女的要求。
Even the expectations of a parent towards a child.
可能会改变，但是是外表的。
They might change, but it's only on the surface.
配偶之间的要求也可能会改变。
And you might expect your spouse to change, and they might change.
常常是外表的。
But it is usually external.
一直到主的爱贯穿了这个人的心。
It is only when a person is filled with the love of God.
各个他山上那一幅画挂在我们的眼前。
When that image on the Mount Golgotha is hanging in front of us,
我们的改变就彻底了。
Then we will change completely.
因为他的爱是彻底的。
Because his love is complete.
是这么有力量。
It is very powerful.
是震撼了我们的心。
It shakes our heart.
所以这是恩典。
This is a grace.
因此有的我这一次 NYTS 完，我最少听到两个妈妈，我很感谢神。
After the recent NYTS, I've heard at least two mothers say that I thank God. They thank God.
他亲手说的，我感谢神。
They said, "Yeah, I thank God."
那他的孩子去参加这个神学训练，未来到底有得到什么物质上的好处？没有。
I mean, what material benefit did their children receive for going to the NYTS? Nothing.
那他感谢什么？
So what are they thankful for?
发现自己孩子改变了。
They realize that their children have changed.
那这个父母。教你到 NIT 的最少也18岁吧，大高中毕业。
These parents have been teaching these children for at least 18 years.
有哪一个父母不是从小一直想自己的孩子改变呢？
And how are there really parents who never want their children to change?
但是你怎么改变他的心？
But how do you change their heart?
没有办法。
There's no way.
那一直到去参加神学班。
It's only when they have gone to the classes.
大家很专心祷告。
And everyone is focused in their prayer.
在圣经的教导。
And under the guidance of the Bible,
一个人感受了神的爱，
and a person has experienced God's love,
他就变了，
then they will change.
就是这么简单，
it's that easy.
就是这么快，
it's that quick.
就是这么彻底，
it's that complete.
没有什么秘诀，
there's no secret.
简单到我没有办法相信，
it is so simple, it's hard to believe.
那回到家就变成另外一个孩子，
they go home and they become a different person.
那这不是恩典吗？
Is that not a blessing?
这个就是恩典。
That is a blessing.
所以我们在想神给我们的恩典，不能够只用一只钱去算。
So when we think about God's blessing, we can't just think of it in terms of money.
去年我收入多少，今年收入多少。
We can't think, oh, last year I earned this much and this year I earned this much.
这个恩典是有限的。
That kind of blessing is limited.
真正的恩典是不能用钱计算出来。
The real blessing cannot be valued by money.
家人的改变，这个不是钱算得出来。
You can't You can't put a price tag on the changes that happened with your family.
所以怎么把我们的下一代，我们所爱的人带到各个他山，让他也看到钉十字架的耶稣，这是最难。但如果上去了，他就变了。
So the most challenging thing is to bring your family up to the Mount Golgotha, but once you do, then they will change.
要把我们家人带到教会不是简单，但也不是最困难的。
Bringing your family to church is not easy, but it's not the most difficult.
但是要把他的心带到各个他山，这就不简单。
But to bring his heart to the Mount Golgotha, now that's difficult.
他上去看了，他就变了。
But once they go up there, they see they will change.
这就是恩典。
And that is great, a blessing.
所以亚历马太的意思，从那一天他就改变了。
From that day, Joseph of Arimathea changed.
在四十一节讲，他带了末药沉香有一百斤来。
In verse 41, he says that he brings ointment to, with him.
十九章啊，约翰十九章的四十一、四十节。三十九节。
Verse 39.
末药沉香有一百斤了。
They brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes weighing over about 100 pounds.
照到了这个四十一节。
Then in verse 41.
他把它埋葬在一个坟墓，是新的坟墓，从来没有人埋葬过的。
They placed him in a new tomb in which no one has ever been laid.
那以赛亚书预言说，那个叫做富有人的财主的坟墓。
In the book of Isaiah, it was prophesied that he would be laid in a tomb of a wealthy man.
那就是亚历马太约瑟的坟墓。
That would be the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea.
所以这个改变真的是很大。
This was a great change, a complete change.
所以这个各个他山上的恩典。
So the blessing on the Mount Golgotha.
改变了亚历马太的约瑟跟当时的哥尼流。
Changed Joseph of Arimathea and Gamaliel.
那些有宗教追求的心，但是又没有办法付代价的人，改变了。
He changed those who had a spirit to seek the truth, but were afraid. They were changed.
我们再看各个他山第二个恩典。
Let's look at the second blessing on Mount Golgotha.
改变了一个罪人。
It changed a sinner.
我们看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
二十三章的四十二节。
Chapter 23, verse 43.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这里在记载说，十字架上有两个强盗。
So on the cross there were two other criminals.
我们知道一个人既然做到强盗或要变成钉十字架，大概良心已经死掉了。
A person who is a criminal and is being nailed on the cross, he probably has a dead conscience.
良心死掉，他才会抢人呢。
But because he has no conscience, he will steal from others.
那这个两个强盗里面呢，里面有一个。跟主耶稣，两个都是跟主耶稣同钉十字架。
Now both of these criminals were nailed at the cross at the same time as Jesus.
我们再看四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑，还不怕神吗？”四十一节。
41.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事情，所以我们看那个，两个强盗有一个就良心发现了。
So we realize between the two criminals, one was conscience stricken.
虽然我们三个都挂在十字架上
，Even though all three of us are being nailed on a cross.
但是我们，今天被挂在十字架上是应当的，跟我们所做的相称。
But we have, but for the two of us, we have been condemned justly.
所以他也是良心发现了，这个是我们相称的。我们做强盗可能又杀人了，所以今天被挂在十字架，这是相称的。
They realize that we have been thieves and we probably have killed people, so this is a very just punishment that we're receiving.
这个是他生命的最后一个时刻。
This was the final moments of their lives.
好，但是我们看了，人到生命的最后一个时刻，有的还是硬到底啊。那前面一个就到硬到底啊。
Some people even to the very last final moments of their lives will still be stubborn.
哦，所以前一个说，你如果是基督，你救自己救我们吧，还会笑人呢。
So when that person was even able to mock Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
他根本就不悔改。
He had no repentance in his heart.
当然就没有希望了。
So he had no hope.
那第二个就改变了。
But the other person changed.
他说这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
He said that this man has done nothing wrong.
那他怎么会知道这个人没有做过一件不好的事？
How can he realize that this person has done nothing wrong?
有两个可能啊。
There's two possibilities.
一个就是说啊。他还活着的时候，可能他在当强盗的时候，有可能啊，主耶稣在讲登山宝训的时候，他也坐在那里听啊。
When perhaps during his thieving days, when Jesus was preaching in the mountain, he was sitting there and listening.
可能主耶稣变饼，他也吃过。
Perhaps when Jesus made bread, he ate some.
可能主耶稣行神迹，他也在那里啊。
Perhaps he was present when Jesus performed miracles.
甚至也有可能他的病也被主耶稣医过。
Perhaps he was even cured of illness by Jesus.
所以从平常人对主耶稣的评论，他就知道，这个是义人。
So from the everyday actions of Jesus of their lives, he knew that Jesus was a righteous man.
因为人跟人相处久了，自然你就会知道好人还是不好。
So when two people have been together a while, you naturally know if a person's good or not.
所以主耶稣在世界上啊，本来神跟人都爱他。
God and man both love Jesus.
但是另外一个，我怎么知道说这个人没有做过一件不好的事呢？
How did he know that this man, that God had, Jesus had never done anything wrong?
当一个人在最痛苦的时候，他什么表现就表示他是什么人。
A person during the great, a moment of great torment, however he acts, that's how you know what his true nature is.
他是不是好人？
Is he a good person?
你就加一点苦给他，看他怎么反应。
Give him some bitterness and see how he reacts.
你看当时斯提凡被人用石头打死。
For example, when Stephen was being stoned to death,
他快死了。
He was about to die.
他跪下来祷告。
But he knelt down and prayed.
神啊，赦免他们。
Say, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
They do not know what they are doing.
啊，斯蒂凡如果可以这样祷告，人用石头把他打死，可以这样祷告，斯蒂凡一定是好人。
So Stephen, even though he was about to be stoned to death, and he could still give this prayer, then you know for sure that he is a good man.
他知道他没有错啊。
He knew that he had done nothing wrong.
别人还是用石头打他。
Yet others were stoning him.
那他可以为那个丢他的人祷告求神赦免，这不是好人吗？
He prayed for those who were stoning him and for their forgiveness. Is that not a good man?
如果你是斯蒂凡，如果我是斯蒂凡，怎么办？
If you were Stephen or if I was Stephen, what would we do?
很可能捡一个石头打回去，至少打死一个吧。
Most likely, we'll probably pick up a stone and throw one, and maybe we'll knock someone down.
那是的，没有关系，反正一个赔死啊。
And since I'm going to die anyway, so if someone else dies, it's fine.
这个就是人的本性啊。
That's the innate human nature.
当你被逼的时候，你一定会反击。
If you are being attacked, you will retaliate.
但是这个强盗一直看。
But this criminal was watching.
别人把他钉十字架。
That he was being nailed.
他一句骂的话都没有。
He said no bitter words.
一句威吓的话都没有。
No words of anger.
一句咒诅的话都没有。
No words of cursing.
他求神赦免那个钉他的人。
He asked God to forgive those who are nailing him.
他求约翰看顾他的母亲。
He asked John to watch out for his mother.
这个怎么可能是罪人呢？
How can he, this person, be a sinner?
所以从他过去三年，可能他所听、所观察的，再加上这个十字架上他所看的。
So perhaps based on everything that he had seen and heard in the past 3 years and all that happened while Jesus was being nailed,
这个人没有做过一件不好。
Then he knows that this person has never done anything wrong.
所以这是一个义人。
That this is a righteous man.
必定是这件。
That is being nailed.
他知道这是救主。
He knows that this is the Savior.
所以42节。
In verse 42.
说耶稣啊，你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
So that's what he says. And Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以一个强盗改变了。
A criminal changed.
改变到愿意接受主的救恩。
He changed and was willing to receive Jesus' salvation.
改变到愿意来承受神的国。
He was willing to receive Jesus' kingdom.
这是怎么改变的？
What kind of change is this?
就是旁边那个主耶稣改变他。
And Jesus was the one that changed him.
所以我们要改变一个罪人。
If we want to change a sinner.
不是盖更多的监狱啊。
We don't need to build more jails.
你如果看那个统计哦，美国是在先进国家里面哦，下监牢最比例最高的一个国家。
Of all the developed nations, the U.S. has the most prisons.
比例是最高的。
The highest ratio.
但是关来关去还那犯罪率还是很多啊。
Many people are being imprisoned, but yet crime is still high.
但是一个人哈、啊，如果啊常常有主耶稣在各个他那个话挂在他心里面。
If a person has that image of Jesus on Golgotha in his heart,
他就不会犯罪了。
And he will not sin.
爱在里面就不会犯罪。
If there's love within, then there will be no sin.
会犯罪是因为缺乏爱。
One sins because there is a lack of love.
为什么十诫这么难守？
Why are the Ten Commandments so hard to follow?
你都可以把它讲到外面去的。
But you could, please could you tell it to others?
社会风气太坏了。
Or you could say, oh, because society is just evil.
这个都是真的。
That is true.
但是为什么十诫这么难守？
But why are the Ten Commandments so hard to follow?
因为我们没有神的爱。
Because we don't have God's love.
没有爱就很难了。
If you have no love, it's hard.
被神的爱充满。
If you are filled with God's love.
不杀人这本来就应该的。
Then obviously you're not going to kill someone.
不要犯奸，你本来就应该的。
Obviously you're not going to commit adultery.
不要偷拿别人的东西，本来就应该的。
And obviously you're not going to go steal from others.
孝敬父母本来就应该的。
And obviously you will honor your parents.
不要贪心，本来就应该。
And you will not be greedy.
就很简单了。
It's very simple.
所以十字架那一幅画画在我们心里面。
As long as we have that image of the cross in our hearts.
你常常看到耶稣流下宝血来。
And if you see the blood that is shed by Christ.
这是为赦我们的罪啊。
And you see that blood that cleanses our sins.
那你怎么敢去犯罪呢？
How would you dare to sin?
我的罪是耶稣流下宝血洁净的。
I am cleansed of my sins because Jesus shed his blood.
在那里喊我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我呢？
Where he cries, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me?
为什么神离弃他呢？
Why had God forsaken him?
因为他背负你的罪跟我的罪。
Because he had carried on our burden.
所以你今天罪得赦免了。
So your sins are now forgiven.
那你怎么可以再犯罪呢？
How can you sin anymore?
所以这个各个他那个话如果画在里面，你不会犯罪。
If you have the image of Golgotha in your heart, then you will not sin.
你犯罪你会受不了。
Because you will not be able to contain yourself when you sin.
不是别人责备你。
If others do not rebuke you,
是良心责备。
Then your conscience will.
主为你流血。
God, Christ shed blood for you.
付出生命。
He gave up his life.
你怎么能够再犯罪？
How can you continue sinning?
让主再一次受苦。
And let him suffer again.
你的良心在哪里？
Where is your conscience?
不会犯罪。
Then you will not sin.
这个就是改变。
That is the change.
这个就是恩典。
That is a blessing.
这个改变比什么都厉害。
That blessing is more powerful than any other.
所以最有功效的辅导。
So the most effective counseling
就是把神的爱浇灌在那个人心里面。
Is to fill someone with God's love.
他不会犯罪的。
Then they will not sin.
在爱里面完全。
In love, they will be complete.
在爱里面守道简单。
In love, it will be easy to follow the truth.
你就不怕他犯罪。
You will have no fear of them.
不敢犯罪。
Because they will not dare.
因为他良心有神的爱在感动。
Their conscience will be moved by the Spirit.
他怕神伤心难过。
They will be afraid to grieve Jesus.
因为神已经难过了一次了。
Since Jesus has suffered once.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
你怎么能够在第二次呢？
How can you let him do it a second time?
那这个如果十字架那个图画忘记了。
Now if you forget this image on the cross.
那什么罪都会犯呢？
Then you will commit any kind of sin.
苟合奸淫，什么罪都来啊。
Adultery. In other sins, you will do it.
对神的爱没有感受啊。
Since you don't have any feeling for God's love.
没有感受你就良心就没有感觉啊。
If you have no feeling, then your conscience is free.
良心没有感觉就是我喜欢什么我就做什么。
And if your conscience has no feeling, then you will do whatever you feel like.
所以这幅画很厉害。
So this image is very important.
非常重要，要改变我们。
It is a very important way of changing us.
是很大的恩典。
It is a great blessing.
十字架上的强盗改变了。
It changed a criminal on the cross.
那比起那个强盗，我们的罪当然没有这么重。
Now compared to that criminal, then our sins probably are not as deep.
如果十字架的爱能够改变强盗
，If the love on the cross can change a criminal,
它也可以改变我们。
Then it can change us.
但是我们要把这一幅画画在我们心里。
But we must first, draw this image in our hearts.
这个就是十字各个他山的恩典。
So this is the blessing on Mount Golgotha.
改变了一个罪人。
It changed a criminal.
让他有机会再进到乐园。
It gave him an opportunity to enter the paradise.
第三个。
Third point.
我们看路加福音二十三章。
In Luke chapter 23.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
路加福音二十三章四十七节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 47.
百夫长看见所成的事。就归荣耀与神，说这真是一个义人。四十八节。
48。
聚集观看的众人， 看见了所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。这个地方记载一个百夫长。
Here the records of a centurion.
当然，这个百夫长就是管一百个兵丁的一个军官了。
So a centurion was an official who ruled over 100 soldiers.
当罗马这个比拉多把主耶稣判死刑以后。
So after Pilate gave his sentence,
这个百夫长他带着兵丁把主耶稣带去钉十字架。
The centurion led his soldiers to take Jesus to the cross.
现在这个百夫长说他真是一个义人。
But now he says certainly this man was innocent.
什么是义人？
What does it mean to be innocent?
没有罪的人。
He is free of sin.
那他讲这一句话不简单。
It is very difficult to say such a thing.
为什么？
Why?
因为他下命令要把主耶稣钉十字架。
He issued the command to crucify Jesus.
现在他说他真是一个义人。
But now he says this man is innocent.
他讲这一句话就是表示他下的那个命令钉耶稣钉十字架那是不对的。
In other words, he's saying that his command to crucify Jesus was incorrect.
百夫长他是一个有职位的军官。
The centurion is a man with a high position.
他怎么愿意讲一句话跟他过去所做的不一样呢？
Why would he say something that went against something that he just did?
他怎么可能讲一句话来证明他过去讲做的事情是错的呢？
Why would he say something to discredit what he had just done?
说他是一个义人。
He said that this man is innocent.
他这样讲的时候，就等于说我是罪人啊，因为我下命令钉他。
In saying this, he means that I am a criminal because I issued the command to kill this person.
但是这个百夫长看主耶稣钉十字架的过程。
But when the centurion saw the process of Jesus' crucifixion,
他心里面的那一股感受大到他没有办法控制。
He was unable to control what he felt inside.
这是一个伟大的人。
And he knew this was a great man.
这是一个义人。
That this was a righteous man.
这是从他心里面讲出来的。
These are words that he spoke from his heart.
那这个就是各个他山上主钉十字架的力量。
And this was the power of Jesus being nailed on the cross.
使一个百夫长能够从良心里面讲出实在的话，虽然这个话可能证明他的行为过去是错的。
It led the centurion to say what he felt in his heart, even though this what he says can convict him.
所以今天呢，我们人跟人在一起相处。
So today, as we interact with each other,
如果没有神在中间呢
？If we do not have God in our midst,
有时候人际关系会很复杂。
Then it might get very complicated.
但是如果神的爱在我们中间
，But if God's love is amongst us.
我们被神的爱感动了。
If we are moved by His love,
你发现人际关系很单纯。
Then we'll realize it's all very simple.
因为神的爱一旦感动，你良心很清楚。
As soon as God touches us, then our conscience will be very clear.
一个人如果每一件事情良心都很清楚的话，你不敢乱做的。
If we always have a clear conscience, then we will not do things that are inappropriate.
所以保罗说：“我在神在人面前，是凭良心做事的。”
So Paul has once said that I do things with my conscience before God and before man.
那保罗那个良心是被主的爱感动过的良心。
Now Paul's conscience is one that was moved by God.
这个良心就很好，非常对我们一个人做人做事很有功效。
And this is a high quality conscience that is good for us.
但是良心如果没有被神的爱感动过，那个良心还是有问题。
But a conscience that is not moved by God will be problematic.
我记得有一个信徒，他亲自对我说
：“I remember there was a member who once told me。”
他有一次他回家去
，said one day when I went home。
奇怪，怎么所有衣服全部都倒出来
？For some reason, all our clothing had been brought out。
原来小偷进到他家去了。
It turned out that a thief had come。
他看到一个红包
，and then he saw a red envelope。
台币20块钱。
There was $20 NT in town。
那小偷留下来，因为小偷翻来翻去，良心发现这个穷人我怎么可以来呢？20块钱放家具。
The thief looked everywhere and then realized, how can I steal from a poor person? So left this $20.
所以小偷也有良心啊。
So this thief had a conscience.
那个杀人的也有良心啊，我只捅你一刀，没有捅你两刀啊。
Even a killer can have a conscience. I only stabbed you once, not twice.
所以没有被神爱感动过那个良心哦，是大家都不太一样的。
So those who have not been touched by God will have a different kind of conscience.
所以凭良心做事就不太准的了。
So to say that we act according to our conscience is not always accurate.
那一直到我们上到哥哥他山去。
Only when we climb up to Mount Golgotha,
看到耶稣钉十字架，
when we see Jesus crucified,
然后那个痛贯穿了我们的心，
when we feel that pain,
那个血洁净了我们的罪，
when that blood cleanses our sins,
那个爱感动了我们，
when that love moves us,
那个良心就是好的，
then that is a good conscience.
用那个良心来做事，做人做事很简单的。
If you act according to that conscience, it is very easy.
你就不要什么公平不公平，良心在你里面，你有没有凭良心做？
You don't have to worry about fairness. You just have to worry about having a clear conscience.
这做人就很好做了。
Then it'll be easy to be able to act.
这个就是秘诀。
And that is the secret.
这个在十字架上才有的。
And this is something that comes from the cross.
所以各个他的恩典。
So the blessing from Mount Golgotha.
让人良心自我发现。
It helps us find our conscience.
承认自己的罪。
It helps us to admit our own sin.
才开始过新生活。
And then we can live a new life.
这是其他地方你找不到的。
This is something that we cannot find elsewhere.
在美国虽然法律很发达很好。
Even though we have a great law system in the U.S.
但是我要小心哦，这个法律之下，有时候良心会死掉的。
You still have to be careful when you follow our laws, your conscience might die.
我到加州来换了新的这个保险公司。
So when I moved to the California, I had to change insurance companies.
然后就有那个保险卡来了。
And they gave me a new insurance card.
哦，翻开来背面看。
I turned it over to take a look.
如果车祸发生了，不能承认你是错的。
It says in case of a car accident, never admit fault.
为什么这样呢
？Why？
因为你如果承认你的错，警察写下去了，你没有办法翻案。
Because if you admit fault and the police put it in the records, then you can never change your mind.
所以这个法律制度之下，你不能承认你的错。
So under the law, you should never admit fault.
你承认你的错，有你可能会倾家荡产。
If once you do, then you might have to give up your whole house and home.
所以尽量你可以找理由去合理化。
So take whatever.Excuse you have to reason.
那久了你良心就死掉了。
But then eventually your conscience might die.
所以在这个国家里面，你除非有各个他那个那一幅画画在我们心里面。
So in this society, unless you have the image on Mount Golgotha in your heart,
没有真正的良心。
Then you don't have your real conscience.
因为良心已经被法律上已经把你冲淡。
Because your conscience has been influenced by the law.
所以很难有一个人从良心说我不对。
Then it will be hard for someone to say from their conscience that I am wrong.
但是如果那个爱化在我们里面，
now if that love is in our heart,
我们就会像这个百夫长讲，
then we can be like the centurion.
他真是一个意思。
And say, this was an innocent man.
不对，是我不对。
I am wrong.
那这个就是新的开始啊。
And this is a new beginning.
那这是何等的可贵呢？
And isn't this precious?
这就是恩典。
And that is a blessing.
所以恩典不一定都是用钱去量。
So blessings cannot be.We cannot always have a price tag on blessing.
不是用那个血压，过去信耶稣以前180，现在降到130，这恩典不错，但不是只是那个而已。
We can't say, oh, you know, our blessing is that before we believed in Christ, we had high blood pressure, but now we don't.
恩典有多方面。
There are many types of blessing.
那最大的恩典。
The greatest blessing.
就是在那哥哥他山上。
Is on Mount Golgotha.
那个恩典是大，那改变是彻底的。
That blessing is great, that change is complete.